And my sister, at the same time, almost in harmony with me, said no, just like that. And I was just so embarrassed. And my mom, I could tell she was not having it. Like, she won't say anything, but I could tell by her body language was like really like pissed and didn't want to look at the guy's direction. And then my mom, and the guy was like saying, oh man, yeah, mom's saying no, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, can you not? We end up getting our food to go. Like, we were about to eat there, but we had to get it to go because I was just feeling awkward, you know? And so we left and we were in the car, and then my dad's like, oh, that guy likes you. And I'm like, yeah, look, he has a BMW. I think that's his BMW. I was like, so, like, I'm not interested, you know? And my mom was just really bothered by that. And I told my mom, you know what, like, other than meeting people at school, which I don't go to school anymore, and work, like, where else do you meet people? Like, so as much as, like, it was annoying, at the same time, like, I get it, right? Because if you think about it, where do you meet people? Like, seriously, you can't rely on your work to be providing you, like, potential people to be in your life. So, you know, as much as that was, like, bothersome, at the same time, it's like, well, what would have been a better approach, right? Like, what would have been? Would there have been any better approach? I don't know if it would have been best for him to ask me out in front of my family, but maybe he thought, well, when will I see this woman again? Like, when? So he took a chance. So I do give him A for effort, because he tried. And I know it takes a lot of guts to talk to someone like that in public, let alone in front of their family. So good job to you, stranger, but no, I will not be giving my number for you to text me. Yeah, so I think that kind of shook my mom. And then throughout the trip, we went back there the second time. But before we went back there, we were thinking about where to go. My dad likes, just go back there, get a burrito, whatever. And my mom's like, oh no, not that place. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what are the chances that we're gonna see that guy again, right? Because she was afraid that we'd run into this dude, you know. And I was like, it's gonna be fine, you know what I mean? It's gonna be fine. And yeah, we were right. He wasn't there. But yeah, my mom was just so scared. It was just kind of cute. But, you know, my mom's old school, so she doesn't know how dating is. And she has no idea that I had been online dating. So, yeah, anyway, that's the realities of hitting people or hitting on people in public. But I've never experienced that, being hit on in front of my parents. That dude had cojones to do so. But anyway, that is my story for today, this lovely Tuesday. Have a good one. Take care. Take care of yourself. Be good to others. Peace. Have you ever been asked out in public and felt embarrassed? Have you ever been asked out in public in front of your parents? Because that has happened to me. Hello, lovers and friends. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Thank you for joining me in this wonderful Tuesday evening. The sun is beginning to set here, so hasn't been nightfall yet. But anyway, in a recent trip of my family's, they visited me here in Southern California. We went to a taco shop to get food. We were waiting for our food, and I was just telling my dad, hey, you know, look at those specials. Every day is a specific, you know, special. And I told him, yeah, on Fridays is fish taco Fridays. And then this guy who was like sitting behind us was like, oh, I'm so sorry to overhear, but I didn't know that. I didn't know there were specials. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, there's one every day. I'm just like, what am I going to say to that, right? This guy is, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought he's just talking out loud. He's trying to be friendly or whatever. So I didn't, no, I thought, okay, whatever. He just wanted to say something. And, you know, so I go back to my family and I'm just talking about whatever. And then he's just like, yeah, you know, are you from around here? And I was like, oh no, he said like, are you guys from around here? And I was like, well, we're from the Bay Area, but I live here now, blah, blah. And then that's it. And I was just like, why is this guy talking to me or talking to us? And he's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, like, I work with this rapper. I used to be in the music industry, and I worked with this rapper. And it was, you know, this and that. He was Filipino, too, you know. And I was like, he's trying to impress me because I'm Filipino. We're Filipino. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, can you stop talking? Like, I'm with my family right now. Can you see that? And then he's just like, so, like, are you far from here? It's like, yeah, kind of. I'm kind of lying because I'm just like, what the fuck? And, oh, do you come here often? And I was just like, are you doing this right now in front of my parents? Like, seriously. And I was like, no, not really. Not too often. And then he's like, so you go to school, right? Because I'm wearing this UCSF sweater. And I was like, no, I used to work here, but I don't go to school. It's like, oh, that's cool, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he just like, oh, so can I text you?